So we're here with another episode of Inside Out, where we focus on the innovations that our customer partners and ISVs are doing on this platform. Today we have Infosys here again. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, Charles. Nice to be here. And thanks for having us. Mm-hmm. What we're going to do today is we can talk about stuff which we're doing with Microsoft Azure. Mm-hmm. And there is a lot of work which we has gone into doing a lot of understanding the technology, building solutions on top of that, mm-hmm. and taking to our clients. So what we're going to do today is maybe pick up one of the solutions, which we did talk about in one of the sessions at PDC and as well as the Worldwide Partner Conference. And maybe we can go a bit deeper in terms of other technology aspects behind that and what business benefits does those solutions.
So what do you do at Infosys? What's your role?
My role at Infosys is I'm a principal architect, look after the cloud computing aspects now. But I'm a part of the Microsoft Technology Center. It is a bit different than the Microsoft Technology Center, which is more infrastructure. We are more architects and people who mm-hmm. basically are responsible for taking the Microsoft technologies into the organization, incubating them, and then taking out to the delivery for rollout into the general delivery stream. Mm-hmm. So, as you see, Infosys, we are 100,000 people strong now, and 20,000 plus of those people are trained on the Microsoft technology. So we do a lot of work for Microsoft, and that's the reason why a focus group like Microsoft Technology Center, which focuses on looking at new and disruptive technologies and how they can be translated to bring innovative business solutions to the client, plays a very important role.
Sure.
And that's the organization I come from. Mm-hmm. So we look at all the technologies coming from Microsoft Azure being on the forefront, definitely. And
that brings up a good point. I mean, what is it about the Azure Services Platform, or Windows Azure specifically, that is so appealing?
Yeah, look at how things are moving. Traditionally, everything has been contained within the enterprise, mm-hmm. And all the systems and technology has been within the enterprise. But what is required now is to open up that enterprise and make those capabilities and services available to a wider range of people who interact with you, your customers, your partners. Those become very important. So unlocking the potential of what you have in your organization and making it available to a broader set of audience and connecting with your customers and partners in the manner they want to mm-hmm. is very important. And that's the reason why the platform like Azure brings a lot of benefits to the table in terms of having those capabilities available on a cloud platform such that your customers and partners can easily integrate with you. Mm. So the entire essence of bringing software and services together makes it a very compelling value proposition from a technology aspects to translate into solutions and then bring innovative business solutions to that. So a lot of these capabilities come from Azure, and that's why we have been investing a lot in looking at these technologies.
Cool. So what exactly have you done with Azure?
So one of the things we definitely see Azure playing a very important role in the entire cloud computing space is the entire sense of doing partner-to-partner integration solutions. So you having ability to have your line of business applications opened up for your broader set of audience is very important. So what we have done is a realization of the partner integration, data integration as a scenario. And we have built an integration hub referenced on auto industry as a vertical, but taking it more broader in terms of it's more a smart connector which allows enterprises to connect with your participating entities much seamlessly. Mm. So that is a solution which we have put forward, which articulates how you basically augment the capabilities of your existing applications and enrich them further by leveraging all the cloud computing aspects.
Interesting. So that sounds nice. Let's actually dig into what you're talking about. And I see we have a bunch of these nice little markers here with an eraser.
Sure.
So why don't you draw out, or let's use black. I think will work better for the camera.
Oh, certainly.
Why don't we map out exactly what you're talking about? And again, you know, talk a little bit about why Windows Azure is where, what role it plays. I mean, it's a hosting container. It's a Windows operating system in the sky. It has the programmability layer on the bottom that you use in Visual Studio.
Yeah.
You don't have to use Visual Studio, though. Can we, you know, let's talk about it.
Sure, sure. So let's start with the with what we are trying to achieve here. Basically, if you see today, all the applications are very much contained within the enterprise. There is a need for us to integrate with our partners and customers, like I articulated, and that's one of the scenarios which we have rolled up in the solution. What we really do is, if you have an organization which basically wants to collaborate with partners differently, today the way the partner integration scenario is really implemented is the organizations will open up a gateway out here which will have the partners connect to those gateways, which is more a point-to-point kind of a integration and really is not a scalable model for us to work. So what we have really done is rather than having this kind of a point-to-point interfaces between the organizations, what we have done is we have built a layer which is basically the Infosys integration hub. Which is, of course, built on top of the Microsoft Azure platform, which allows the partners to seamlessly connect with each other. So, if you really look at the various industries, there are instances where, in the financial industry, you have Swift as the integration hub as well as standards, which allows banks to integrate with each other. There are other industries wherein standards exist, but the integration hub doesn't exist. So take, for example, the insurance in the Accord industry. You have standards, but there is a lack of the integration hub, so to say. Take case of auto industry, where you have star standards, but you don't have an integration hub together. And that's the reason why enterprises are not able to connect with each other, even using those standards. If you look at hospitality industries, again, you have a set of standards, but no implementation. So what we have really seen is that the collaboration is seamless if you have both the places well laid out. So you should have a standards and a corresponding hub as well. So that's what we are trying to achieve here. And the instance which we'll be seeing in the demonstration also is around the auto industry, where we've taken star standards and build an integration hub on those standards. And what we'll be doing further is using the same pattern and building hubs for other industries as well. So being insurance, manufacturing, and hospitality industry. So what we do really is we expose a set of interfaces which adhere to those standards. So today, in this example, it adheres to star standards, or it may adhere to Accord as a standard, or it may adhere to high-tech HTNG as a standard. But we expose a set of services which are built on top of these standards and allow partners to integrate with each other. And the fact of basing it on Azure makes it more compelling, because you have the abilities to create those integration hub, host it on Azure, and have services which are compliant to the standards built on top of that. So that's the reason why we took the model of Azure to kind of build this integration hub. So in this scenario, what we really do is we have taken, on the first scenario, we have taken a dealer to OEM integration case, so wherein a dealer wants to order some parts to the car manufacturer. And today, the way it is done is primarily using file transfers and all email attachments and those things. But what we are trying to do is enable these realizations over integration hub. So consider if you have a dealer sitting out here, and it is supposed to integrate with the original equipment manufacturer sitting out here. Now, what you do, if you really see from a technology landscape, is these dealers today use all legacy technologies. So they use all all kind of client-server technologies and host-based systems and all legacy green screen applications. Similarly, if you see the OEM manufacturers, they would be using systems like SAP for their ERP or those systems which are much prevalent in that industry. And here it would be more a client-server kind of an implementation. So what we really do is we take an appliance kind of an approach, wherein as part of our solution, mm-hmm. we not only bring this integration hub, but we also bring in an appliance which sits on top of these partners. So you have appliances like those, which basically sit on top of partners, which do the integration with the legacy system at one end.
Okay.
And integrate with our integration hub at the other end. And that's where we leverage all the experience which we have gained of doing all kinds of legacy integration work at Infosys. We have done implementations of integrating with the mainframe systems and SAP systems. So those capabilities is something which we have built into the platform, and that's what we leverage out here. So things like we have a framework called Legacy Integration Framework, which allows you to expose services out of mainframe and consume it on as web services. Those are the capabilities we use to expose the capabilities from the backend system mm-hmm. and make it available on Azure.
Okay. So I'm just not exactly clear on the roaming. I realize that what Azure, the role it's playing, is clearly it's what's hosting the business logic, or actually the runtime in the sky.
Yes.
Where you guys are building your services on top of, right? So it's essentially an ASP.NET web service or whatever you're doing. SOAP, I don't know the details yet. But if we crack into that integration hub, what exactly is going on with the native Azure services? So what, I just wanted to hear more about the Azure.
Sure, part certainly. Of this. Definitely. So yes, we are using Azure as the runtime host, which exposes, which has capabilities around business logic for integration, managing the connectivities and personas for who are the partners who are integrated. So managing the endpoints as well as the business logic and workflows associated to accomplish a particular protocol. So yes, it is a runtime host, and it exposes all the web services on Windows Communication Foundation from there. The reason why we chose Azure mm-hmm. primarily is to address the elasticity and scale requirement. Mm. So if you really see, the number of partners which can really integrate here could be anywhere from 100 to 100,000.
Sure.
So while we build the solution once for a certain set of partners, it makes us very easy for us to scale and deploy it for multiple. So the elasticity of Azure makes it possible for us to have the solution hosted in a SaaS model, which can be multi-tenant and scale if more participants were added on top of that.
You just adjust your instances in Azure.
That's correct. Yeah.
That's definitely one of the really cool things about Azure. How's it doing anyway?
It's doing
in the real world. I mean, you guys have built a pretty robust system. How's Azure holding up?
So today what we have done is we have completed the functionality part mm-hmm. Of this thing. We have been working with Microsoft definitely for quite some time. It was, I think, before all the announcements came in, we were working with you guys and getting the early access to technologies, and that's why it gave us the benefits of working on the solution upfront, such that when you're ready to launch, we are also ready with the solution on top of that. So the Azure as a platform has been working pretty well. Mm-hmm. I think the development experience is something which we were able to leverage completely, because there is, the benefits of using .NET and Visual mm-hmm. Studio as a development platform was a kind of a seamless experience. That same capabilities is something which we were able to leverage.
Sure.
So it's working good from a development experience standpoint, functional standpoint, and we are at a stage where we have to look at the performance numbers mm-hmm. Out here.
Sure. Well, I'd imagine the performance will be pretty good. I mean, but again, the PDC was a CTP release, right?
Yes.
Of the platform. I mean, they're not even in beta. So I think it's really pretty cool that you've been able to get this far.
Yeah.
And I know they're doing work to, you know, modify the development experience and present you with reasonable data on the server side to see how your application is doing.
Yeah, that's right.
But given the people who have built the Azure OS, Windows Azure, I'm pretty confident that it'll perform rather well.
Certainly.
David Cutler and company.
Yeah. And from the Azure stack, we have been leveraging everything which is really coming out. So we are using the identity services, the .NET services, as well as the SQL data services. So all the persistence in terms of managing the state of the workflows and managing the various partners who are integrated is something which we are managing on the SQL Server data service.
Excellent. And how's that? Because it's not really, it's a very limited subset of SQL functionality. How's that working out for you?
Yeah, so when we really started, you first have this thing of why I was using the RDBMS all the times and now it is all the entity model. So there is a bit of shift and a learning curve out there, but if you really see, that is more a natural way of interacting with the database. So that was one kind of a developer hump which you had to kind of get adjusted to. Mm-hmm. But if you really get used to it, it's more a natural way of interacting with your persistence layer.
Excellent. So are you using the blob storage at all for anything, or just the SQL data services?
Right now we are using only the SQL data services for entity, and we are not using blobs at this point of
time.
But I'm sure all the content and related aspects from blob is something which needs to be leveraged.
Sure. All right, well, let's take a look at this, because you know,
sure.
It's nice and abstract model. Let's see what you're talking about here.
Sure. So what we are going to do is, in this demo scenario, mm-hmm. I have a dealer management system out here, which is integrating with, which is placing parts to the OEM service out here. And what we have done is we have taken this appliance at the OEM. So actually, if you really see, this is something which is running out in the Infosys test environment out in Bangalore. And mm-hmm. what we have done is expose these services out here. And so endpoint of these is kind of available on Azure.
Okay.
So it gives us a good ability to have an internet-facing endpoint to legacy services, which are behind a firewall and things. So that's what we have done as part of the setting. And what we are going to do is we are going to invoke this dealer management system and submit a part order request onto the integration hub, which eventually is going to call a mainframe system which is running out in the into our firewall out there in Bangalore.
Okay,
so let's now drill into what the demo is. So here what we have done is this is the dealer management application running on the premises. And the intent of this particular scenario is that from this dealer management system, you are placing a purchase order to your original equipment manufacturer. Traditionally, this application was just capturing purchase order, and it used to go as a fax or a email.
Okay.
But what we have done is really augmented this capabilities to place orders directly into your suppliers and achieve more straight-through processing of the process. So what we're going to do is we are opening this purchase order screen, and we are going to select some parts to order. And I need, for this particular model, I want to order the following parts. And I just keep on adding this thing. So after I've done the creating the purchase order, what has happened is today, right now, this purchase order is within the enterprise boundary. What we did is we enriched this particular application and made it synchronize the purchase order with the original equipment manufacturer services.
Hmm.
So on the diagram, if you really see, what we have done is we have the purchase order sitting out here right now, which is within the enterprise boundary. And what we are going to do is this appliance is going to take the purchase order make a call to the service which is running on the Azure platform. And that, in turn, is going to call the service which is running inside the OEM's legacy application.
Okay.
So that's really the workflow. So if I initiate the synchronization process, what happens is this appliance kicks off. It finds out what is the new data which is coming in. And it will take those information and put it out into the OEM.
Nice.
So if you really see the way it is enabling this thing is you had capabilities inside your OEM organization, which was not really connected with where it was supposed to be consumed. But with the integration hub and the ability that Azure is running on the cloud and the internet-facing environment, now you suddenly are able to connect these systems together using services.
Excellent.
And that's the kind of value proposition of doing things using the internet service integration hub running on, on the cloud.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. So this basically is using .NET services on Azure, so sort of the service bus.
Yes. So what we have done from a technology standpoint is that we are using the .NET services. We are using the NetTCP relay binding. And we have exposed the WCF service, which was running within the OEM enterprise, and changed the bindings to point it to the relay bindings, such
cool.
that is available on the service bus now.
Perfect. Now, what about the identity management and security?
Yes. So we do leverage just because you don't want
random people placing orders,
and you want to ascertain the identity. We leverage the identity services from the platform. So basically, the way we do is you have all kinds of tokens which can be used as a claim. When you're placing the order. So when you're placing the order, your claim of who you are is kind of going with you. And Azure is taking care of translating that, whether you are allowed to make a call to that service or not.
Nice.
So that is a part of the framework which you're leveraging to do authentication and the authorization part from the framework.
So you really, literally were able to, not to sound like a commercial for Windows Azure, we don't do commercials on Channel 9, but it does sound like you were really able to focus and hone in on your business problem and not worry about the details that sometimes aren't so subtle with the server environment, right? So you got identity almost for free, identity management. You got database support for free. You got a very restricted database. And then you also got scalability, which I think people need to really kind of understand more about Azure, how easy it is for it to scale.
Yeah. So certainly, I mean, if you look at the identity, if you see just this purview, yes, we get pretty much a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
But there is another piece which is required to map these identities out into the legacy platform.
Yes.
So that is where what we have done as part of our legacy integration framework in terms of mapping the external identities into the internal identities and doing single sign-ons is something which we leverage when we make translation from the appliance into the calls which have to be done on the legacy platform, be it mainframe or SAP or any technology.
So your appliance proxies, I guess they're sort of proxies from the client to the sky,
yes,
or to the cloud.
That's correct.
What are they exactly? What did you write them in?
So these are built on .NET.
Okay.
And these are basically kind of agents which sit within the enterprise. And they do the handshake, one at the legacy side and other at the integration side. So truly you can say it as a software plus service, wherein the integration hub is the services part, and the appliance is really the software part, which does the integration.
Very interesting. All right, so let's talk about the other scenario.
Okay. So what we're going to see in the next scenario is more integration between peers. So the business scenario out here is that if a dealer wants to expose a set of information which might be mutually benefited to dealers in the vicinity, that is the scenario which we have enabled on this. So think of it as a customer walking into a dealership and looking for a car. You don't have a car in that dealership, but that car might be available in another dealership. So it's a loss of business for dealer where the customer has gone in. And
sure.
Also, it's the inventory is just lying down there in nearby a dealer. Mm. So it's not really a good business model. So what we have done is, in scenarios like these, where you want to share their inventory positions between peer dealers, what you could do is that whenever you have an inventory coming in, you are able to upload that inventory positions onto the cloud, such that dealers can make a query on the cloud and do those intelligent searches to service the customer. Mm. So what we had done in the other scenario is that, unlike making a call directly onto the partner system, what we are doing is that we are making a call to the integration hub and maintaining the information onto the Azure platform in the SQL data services. And what we have built out here is a portal application which sits on top of the Azure, and it renders that information for doing things like queries and those things. It's a Silverlight application running onto the cloud, which is built on top of that. Mm-hmm. So let's see that scenario. How does that
sure.
unfold? So in this case, now we're switching to this. So what we have done is, suppose you have a shipment which you are receiving, and it's a Toyota sedan. I'm just getting in some information. So this was the case as is. So you are just receiving shipments in your own dealer network. But what you have now capability is to share that inventory. So if I were to share this inventory and put a price tag on top of that, such that the other dealers who want to sell my vehicle are able to do that, I'm able to do so. So what I'm doing is I have gone through the workflow of sharing that inventory positions with the dealers in the peer network.
Okay.
And if I upload that inventory data, what we are doing is that all the inventory positions I had is something which I am uploading onto the cloud. So broadly speaking, this scenario is really about having the information which you have in your enterprise systems and making it available on a common platform,
sure.
such that information can be leveraged by the people. So all the scenarios around collaboration and business benefits of sharing information with your peers and partners are something which are kind of realizable by this scenario.
Excellent. Let's check out the Silverlight aspect of this.
Okay. So what we are doing now is the customer rep is logging into this portal to check up what are the cars which are available in this particular vicinity. So this is a web application completely running on Azure and making calls to the SQL Server data services.
Excellent.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to do the start workflow on the search workflow, and I'm going to search for what are the vehicles which are available in my dealer network. So if you really see, we are use the rich visualizations from Virtual Earth and put it on Silverlight. If you really see, we have the search results return these particular two dealers available in the vicinity. And if I pick up a dealer, I'm able to see what are the inventory positions for that particular vehicle.
Great.
So now a partner could possibly place a lock on this particular vehicle and make the customer happy.
Excellent.
By servicing with the right vehicle. So the point here is you have the ability to not only make your internal applications integrate with the hub, but you have the abilities to create new applications built on top of Azure, which can leverage the data which is pulled out from these applications and show it meaningfully.
Excellent. So, you know, again, so if I'm a car dealer and I want to recreate a web page, or I own a series of car dealerships, I want to create a web page that uses your data, right, or that uses data exposed in the cloud. I don't have to worry about your integration hub, is what you're saying. I can just leverage the platform that you've provided for me to program against that utilizes Azure on the back end to store data. What I would ask is data synchronization. Since this database is then out in the cloud, if a car is sold, it will be removed from the database so that when the next dealer comes, it'll see that that car is no longer there. I mean, it's a basic question, but if I don't know anything about databases and I'm just going to use this service out in the cloud, I'm assuming synchronization happens for free.
Yeah, so what we've done is all the synchronization routines is something which we built on the appliance.
Great.
So we use the Microsoft Sync framework and the framework capabilities from there to kind of enable that whenever there is a data set change onto the premises software, mm-hmm. the corresponding events are wired up into the integration hub such that those can be dealt and corresponding changes to data can be done on the cloud.
Excellent. Very cool. Well, you certainly use a lot of our services. How do they all work together? What's the experience like? I mean, you've used almost all of Azure. What's it like? What's the experience like?
Yeah, so the experience is, like I told you, it's very much if your developer base is very much .NET and you are used to using Visual Studio tools, the adoption curve for getting onto Azure is not that significant. Mm. Of course, you'll have to understand the concepts of doing things in the queue models and storage models available for cloud. So there is a bit of a paradigm shift there. Mm-hmm. But in terms of using the same developer experience, it's pretty much seamless out there. Mm-hmm. So it's working pretty well.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah. So the intent of, doing this implementation for this particular vertical was to more look at what are the patterns of integration, challenges with integrations, which can be really taken from not only this implementation standpoint, but be applied more broadly for other industries as well. So things around exposing services from your backend systems to your partners, augmenting new capabilities, are the things which we are definitely going to leverage from the platform.
Excellent. And you're going to help us make the platform better by actually using it to this extent, which is great. Sort of that partner relationship with Microsoft.
Yeah.
Right? Very cool. Well, thank you for your time. I mean, this is definitely one of the most robust applications I've seen yet on Azure. Impressive. I'm looking forward to see where this goes.
Great.
So thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.